Welcome to the Book Publishing Academy podcast, where it's all about books, authors, and business. And now your host, book publishing expert, Janine Hernandez.
Hello, everyone. Janine here from the Book Publishing Academy. Thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of the Book Publishing Academy podcast. Today, I'm super excited to have Ms. Lavitra Sullivan here on the podcast with us. She is an author, an entrepreneur. She's written a couple of books. I'm super excited to have her chat a little more about that. Lavitra, tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
I'm Lavitra. I am from South Carolina, Orangeburg, South Carolina, born and raised in King Street, South Carolina. I have two beautiful daughters, Diamond and Emerald. I'm a teacher. I'm an author. I do a little bit of acting. I am currently in the process of producing a stage play for my first book. So yeah, I do a lot.
Mm-hmm. Look at all of that. I can't wait to dive in with you.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I always like writing. I think I realized my gift in middle school. You know how they had the standardized test, and I scored well. It wasn't something I was trying to do, but it just came naturally. And so that kind of like made me think, okay. So when I got to high school, I entered journalism, and I did a lot of writing essay contests, oratorical contests, and I won. So I was like, okay. So then I said, well, I'll major in English. And initially I wanted to like a news broadcaster, a reporter, but that didn't work out. So I became an English teacher, and I, you know, like to help others read and write. So as far as the book and what made me say, okay, this is now time, I always wanted to write a book, but I just didn't know what I was supposed to write about. So I was in a prayer meeting, and there was a guy, a minister. He did not know me. He didn't know me from a can of paint. And he took his Bible, and he pretty much hit me over the head and said, what are you waiting on to write that book? And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did he even notice, you know? And I just knew it was a message from God. I'm like, okay, I need to write this book. So from that point, I started writing. I started looking for my publisher, and I just took off from there. It took me a while to get the first book published, but I was determined that, okay, now it's time.
I love how you took that as a sign from God, because a lot of times God will send lots of signs and sometimes we ignore them. So I love that you were like, okay, I need to go ahead and do this. And it literally was right in your face. He's like, hello, yes. Like, when are you going to do this book? Yeah. Right. So you have two books right now. You have I'm Free and then Can I Borrow Some Trust? Tell us a little bit about those.
Okay, so Can I Borrow Some Trust is my first book. It is about my life during a 14-year marriage. And it speaks to those who may be considering marriage for the first time, second time. I got married at a very young age. So I didn't really like stop and to seek the, you know, seek God and say, okay, should I be getting married at this age? You know, is the person that, this the person that you have for me? So it speaks to that audience of those who, you know, get married for the wrong reasons, just get married just because, you know. So it also speaks to children of alcoholics, adults that may be alcoholics or have, you know, had experience with alcoholism. I was married to an alcoholic. So it offers healing, hope for those who may be going through those situations. So yeah, that's my first book, Can I Borrow Some Trust? And the title came from me going through several instances in my marriage where I just didn't have it all. You know, things didn't seem to line up financially. So I was always like, okay, God, you know, what am I going to do? How am I going to make ends meet? And God spoke to me and said, you know, instead of worrying about borrowing money or how are you going to do this and that, why don't you borrow some trust? And so that's how I came up with the title, Can I Borrow Some Trust?
I love that.
Okay.
And after you, after you wrote that book, how did it feel for you to share your story?
It was bittersweet. I was excited. I was scared. There were so many emotions. Excited because I did it. You know, it felt like having a baby. Like I actually did it. But then there was, you know, were the thoughts of, what are people going to think? You're just like putting your whole life story out there. You're transparent. But I knew that it wasn't just for me. It was for other people. It wasn't about the money that I was going to make. It was about sharing my story and helping others to get there, to know that, you know, if you're in this situation, there is hope. You know, I'm not an advocate for a divorce, but I'm an advocate for being healed and whole and knowing that God has better for us if we are in a situation that is not of God. So it was, there were a lot of emotions, but at the end of the day, I knew that I had done what God wanted me to do.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
Okay, so the second book is I'm Free. Oh, I've got to turn it the right way.
Okay. Can you put it up a little? It's an angel wing, or it's a dove. Mm-hmm.
It is a dove, and so it's pretty. Cloud. Yes, it's clouds. And that is because I lost my niece in 2018. She was 20 years old and she died from sudden blood clots to the brain. And it was a shock to everybody. She was a very vibrant young lady who just, you know, loved people. Everybody loved her. She went to school and to college and she was going to major in music education. And when she came home for the summer, I think it was like that weekend, she started complaining about her throat hurting. And that was like that Saturday or Sunday. And that Wednesday, she was supposed to go and take her test for the praxis to, you know, go into the education program. But she didn't make it. She passed on that Wednesday. She went to the ER that Tuesday. And by the time we got her from Orangeburg to Charleston, by the time they transported her, it just didn't look well. And they performed surgery and there were so many blood clots that they could not get all of the blood clots. But the title I'm Free is because she's free from everything that's here on this earth, all the sickness, disease, pain, you know, anything that she may have been going through, she's free from it.
Wow. That is a very unique book to write for a unique audience as well. But I can imagine that that one also brought a lot of healing to you and your family, just sharing a little bit of her story and like what transpired through that. Right. So where can our listeners and readers pick up these books?
They can find them on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, Kingdom Builders Publication, and my Facebook page. I have a Facebook page, a business page entitled Write the Vision. So they can also find the books there.
Love it. And the second book, the I'm Free one, I assume that also helps readers with like just coping with grief, I assume, right?
Mm-hmm. It's like the elephant in the room. You know, a lot of times we really don't take the time to grieve. We just, you know, kind of brush on and brush it over and go on. My sister and her husband, Jasmine was their daughter, and they really don't talk about it a lot, you know, and just think grief is that thing that people just, they don't want to deal with it, you know, and so, or they don't know how to deal with it maybe. And everybody deals with it in a different way. And for me, writing is one way. So, you know, it offers like scriptures. It gives anecdotes, you know, just it's just not all depressing. It gives stories of things that Jasmine did and to inspire somebody else. So, yes, it does offer healing and just tips on how to get through that process. And to let others know that they are not the only ones, you know, that are going through the grieving process.
I love that because there's no manual to grieving. Mm-hmm. Like there's no book, that tells you, like, okay, this is what you should do. And everybody goes through it in a different way. I know from my experience, like, I think I had like two deaths in the family back to back, and I just became numb, like a, like a ghost, like no emotion, no nothing. But then you can see it in my personal life, like, you know, drinking more or sleeping more, and you start to you start to self-sabotage, like watching Netflix. Like, these are all signs of like someone is grieving, but they just don't know how to speak and say it, you know. So I love that you created a book, A, because it helped you with your grieving, but then it can also help other people as well.
Thank you.
And I love it because you never know, there might be people that reach out to you and are like, can you like coach me? Can you help me? You know, like there's so many more opportunities that can be opened from just writing a book. So, and are you currently working on any new projects?
I am starting to write the sequel to I'm Free, and it will be entitled I'm Free Too, T-O-O, I'm Free Also. And the reason why is because I have gone through a lot in my 50 years. I have overcome some ailments. I wouldn't say, you know, serious illnesses, but they could have been serious, you know, had I not reached out to God and prayed for healing. So there are a lot of things that I've gone through that I want to talk about and share. So I want people to know that we don't have to die to be free. We can be free on this side as well, from miscarriage to allergies, hypertension, pre-diabetes. And those are just some of the physical ailments, but also free from debt, free from loneliness, you know, so a lot of emotional and social issues as well. So that's my project that I am hoping to work on next. I'm Free Too, T-O-O.
I love that. It's like you're creating a series of books. You never know what might come after that too.
Right. Yes.
I love that. Yeah. And tell me a little bit about the publishing process for you. How did that, how was that experience for you? Like going from writing a book to getting it published. Did you have any fears as you were going through that process? Like tell us a little more about that.
I did, because, you know, people today are out for money, you know, and in order to have something of quality, you're going to have to spend some money. I'm not saying you have to spend a lot of money, but there's going to be some costs. So my initial search was like, okay, I'm, you know, Googling, I'm looking up numbers of people. And of course, there are like these big companies that want, you know, these astronomical prices. And I came across a mom and pop, and I was like, okay, I was really hesitant because I'm like, I just don't know. But when I say they delivered, they delivered. And, you know, with anything, you're going to have some issues along the way. But for the most part, it was just smooth. You know, I gave them my baby. And they delivered it. And so the second time around, people were like, are you going to self-publish? I'm like, nope, I trust them. I'm going to just, you know, pay the money and I'm going to do it. And they did. And so, you know, I've considered self-publishing. I'm an English teacher, but I'm a stickler about, okay, this needs to be right. I want somebody to read it, you know, and make sure that all I's are dotted, all T's are crossed. So that, for me, that's what worked best, so that I wouldn't miss anything. And even on the second book, I did miss something. So I'm glad that, you know, I had somebody else to read it and look at it and say, okay, you know, is this correct? So, yeah, but I was kind of nervous. But once I was able to see that they were reputable, they operated, you know, in integrity, I was good. I was like, okay, I can do this, and I'll do it again and again. Yeah.
I love it. And, you know, I think for many authors, we all have that fear of, will my book come out how I want it to? Do mm-hmm. I trust this editor or, you know, this publisher or just even the graphic designer to mm-hmm. create the vision that mm-hmm. I want? You know, there's a lot of fears that come into play, but I mm-hmm. think it's so courageous that we do it anyways, despite right. what people think, what people say, despite our own self-limiting beliefs that we have for ourselves, right? It's a beautiful process to go through, even though sometimes it can get frustrating. But right. when you see your book in your hand, it's a crazy mm-hmm. interesting feeling of like, oh my God, I created this. And mm-hmm. the legacy that we're creating after, like, once we're not here anymore, imagine how many more people are going to still read our books and our right. our kids and their kids and, you know, nieces and nephews. And it's pretty amazing to right. know we're leaving a stamp in this world somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What would you say to any listeners or viewers that are contemplating, maybe they might want to publish a book, but they have that fear of like, you know, what is somebody going to say? Or is my book good enough? Or is it going to be done correctly? What would you say to that person that has that fear?
Say, do it afraid. You know, start somewhere and just, you know, start small. Start with something, you know, even if it's just like an essay, start with something small, get out there, get among other writers, have somebody read, you know, in your inner circle and say, okay, you know, how does this sound? Do you think this is something that is worth publishing? And be open to their honest opinion. You know, if they say, okay, it sucks, you have to be willing to say, okay, well, how can I make this better? But, you know, don't just give up. You know, you have to keep trying. And so anybody who, you know, is thinking about writing, thinking about getting published, I say just go for it, you know?
Just do it. Mm-hmm. I'm very big on that too, of like, feel the fear, because mm-hmm. you're going to feel it, but do it anyways.
And, you know, also what you'll realize is that what you are afraid of, other people are really not looking. They're looking at you like, man, you're awesome. You're like a hero, even though you don't want to feel that pressure. But the way that you think that they're looking at you is probably not even the way that they're looking at you. They're looking at you like, you actually wrote a book. You told your story. Man, I wish I could do that. That's something I've been wanting to do for the longest. So, you know, you have to be able to say, I'm not worried about what other people are going to say. I'm worried about what God is telling me to do. If he tells me to put my story out there, I'll be the martyr.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And it's true what you said, because a lot of times we even think like, will anybody even buy it? Like, do they, you know? And then when you do have the book in your hand, people are like, oh my God, they get so excited. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that someone could feel that way about me and my what I'm creating, you know? Mm-hmm. So it goes back to like, a lot of times it's our own just belief systems about
what right. we're doing.
But everyone right. else thinks we're just amazing. They're like, oh my God, you have a book.
Right.
Well, Lavitra, I want to thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. I think that our listeners and our viewers should definitely pick up your books if they are in a space where they want to, A, learn more about premarital like conditioning and just mm-hmm. the things that they need to do to prepare in order to get married, making sure that God is in the center. And then for anyone that mm-hmm. has ever gone through grief, I think your second book would be amazing for that type of audience. So we want to thank you so much for joining us. I will make sure that we link your books to the podcast so that we can mm-hmm. make sure that we support you. Any last minute words that you might have for everyone?
I just thank you for giving me this opportunity and helping me to get my books out there. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much. And guys, if you are tuned in, make sure that you like and subscribe and you share with your friends. And we will see you on the next episode of the Book Publishing Academy podcast.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to our channel, Instagram, and all things social media. We'll see you soon on the next episode.